Well, Susie, we're continually being told that work has changed. I think we all agree with that, don't we?
It sure has.
No longer can you expect that you might have one job for life or even the same career for life. I'm one of those extraordinarily lucky people who loves what he does and have done it for a very long time, in fact, 45 years. But that's really an exception, not a norm. So we need to adapt. Yeah, changing times, don't we? Yeah. One of the major changes is the introduction of the gig economy. And you're asking, what's that? Well, glad you asked. We've got Joe Addard from People Edge Coaching and Consulting on the line. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. Explain. What's the gig economy?
Yeah, well, the gig economy is a relatively new term, which is used to describe a workforce where there's a prevalence of short-term contracts or freelance work as opposed to permanent jobs. And as you've just mentioned, we used to have one or two jobs for life and look for permanent roles, as we were certainly encouraged to seek out security.
Mm.
Security doesn't really exist anymore, certainly not to the same extent. So this has really become quite a burgeoning market.
Well, it's a bit like those temp jobs, because a temp job used to be what you did between jobs when you were looking for your next permanent job. But it sounds like a lot of the workforce are now doing temp jobs as their career. Is that what you found?
Yes, absolutely. And people are having two or three temp jobs concurrently. You know, they're working two or three jobs at the same time.
Mm.
And it really can now be anything from what was known as a temp job previously, as you just mentioned, to what's more executive contracting or even interim executive as it's now known. So even people who have been in rather senior roles are opting to move out of what we call, you know, corporate full-time permanent life, and into more of an interim type executive role, so they can be more of a master of their own destiny. So this is really a very good option, as long as it's managed well, I think, is the thing.
Yeah, I'm just thinking in an executive sense, that's interesting, sort of a short-term contract. But, you know, how quickly would they get to know the business and be able to help, I'm thinking? You know?
Yeah, well, you do need to be on top of your game, and you need to be very much involved in your industry and in the sector that you're looking to work in.
Yes,
and to do that, you've really got to be able to hit the ground running. I think that's the key.
Mm.
You don't get that, you know, a couple of months to get your head around, you know, how things work. So you've really got to be very proactive in keeping everything up to speed, up to date, and making sure that you're at the top of your game, and your networks will always help you in that regard as well.
Mm. Our number is 13 12 83, talking about the changing face of work this morning. So if you found that this has happened for you, give us a call, 13 12 83. Have you had to go from being in long-term, you know, full-time employment to short stints of work, and does it suit you better? So, Joe, it says in the US, this was in 2015, 29% of the workers did this sort of work. Are we far behind that?
Yeah, we're very much following the US and the European trends. In 2016, we were about 16%.
Well, that's a big chunk of the workforce, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and we're expected to double that by 2022.
So, yeah.
That is something that is we're certainly jumping at.
I'm wondering who benefits the most. I mean, a short-term contract, I'm sure, would mean no annual leave, no super, those sort of things afforded to full-time workers. Now, that's a benefit to the company, and if you're getting enough of them, I suppose, it's a benefit to you. So cuts both ways, I guess, Joe.
Yes, it does. I suppose, you know, as far as the annual leave and other benefits go, it depends on your arrangement and the contractual terms. Mm. And there are a number of ways that people are engaged through for this type of work. And if you're engaged through what's now being a really big growth area is the growth of the old recruitment firm, which is still in existence, but there are more and more executive and interim recruitment practices. Which will obviously pay a daily rate or an hourly rate, and they will build in an amount to cover off the additional benefits. So you do still get that.
Yeah.
But there are others, such as things like freelancer.com, Airtasker, I think you've probably heard of, who, and also things like Gumtree jobs, where you really have to set your own rate. And so you need to be really careful and get some really good advice as to what you should include in your rate to cover off those additional amounts.
With places like freelancer.com, which I believe is one of the better websites for finding, you know, temporary work, can you build a career out of that? Can you get enough work? This is my concern, is where do these jobs and contracts come from for somebody who's decided to be a temporary worker?
Yeah, I think if you want to go down the freelancer, and there's another organisation called Fiverr.com too, who are, you know, I suppose on par with freelancer, you really need to set yourself up as a business, and you need to market yourself as part of that, which sounds a bit scary, but once you get into the role of it, it's not too bad, because you do get your regular clients who keep coming back to you. Like any business, if you're good at it, people will come back. That's one good way. If you're looking to jump into this market, though, you're better off to do it through, and to see whether it actually suits you, better off to engage with a really good recruiter. And I'm not making a plug here, but there is an organisation that I know has specialised in this practice, and they're called Watermark.
I know of them, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've now actually got an interim practice. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And they are very proactive in that market. And so that's a really good way to see whether or not it's actually going to work for you before you actually do jump out and set up yourself to do the freelancer or Fiverr or Airtasker thing.
Yes. Now, this is a pretty good idea, and it's just occurred to me, a lot of the fellas I used to play golf with, they sort of theoretically retired and then went back as troubleshooters, like half a day a week, a day a week, maybe 2 days a week. I suppose, to earn some extra money. They never thought of it that way. But also to keep active. And if you're good enough, you're probably going to find work all of the time, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, I think retirement's dead for many of us. I think
no such thing.
It's pretty expensive to live.
Yeah.
But the other thing is we are younger for a lot longer. So we want to be able to fund a lifestyle. We want to build a portfolio of work. We want to keep active. We want to keep our minds active. We're told how important that is. This allows us to build in free time to our lifestyle and to still play golf and do the things that you love to do, but also keep engaged.
Yeah.
And I think that having a purpose and the engagement's really, really important.
Yeah, and for younger people, I mean, you can organise your life. Let's say you've got a 3-month contract with someone, you know how much that's going to be, then you can take your 2 or 3 weeks off, come back and get another one later in the year. I mean, makes a lot of sense in a lot of ways, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And I know very successful people who have now moved out of businesses that they've had in the past and now, you know, build into their year 6 months of work and 6 months of travel.
Very smart.
I can think of many, or not too many, nicer ways to spend your life.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Sounds okay to me.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks,
lovely Joe. To have you on the show. And Joe is with peopleedge.com.au.
From high net worth investors to mum and dad traders, everyone would rather pay less fees. Self Wealth is Australia's only fixed fee brokerage solution, saving you up to 70% on brokerage fees. Pay just $9.50 per trade regardless of trade size and count your earnings, not your costs. Self Wealth has been awarded cheapest online broker by Money Magazine. Compare brokerage fees now and sign up for free. Visit selfwealth.com.au and click online trading.